Blog Talk Radio.
Hold it now.
Talk Productions, one of the few black-owned internet radio stations that discuss issues and solutions concerning the African-American communities. This is the lineup. Oh, tonight, this is Black Urban America. If you're interested in making a comment or ask a question, please dial 909-265-9215. That's 909-265-9215. And this is the lineup. On Saturday, we have Provocative Thought with Carlton Sneed. Tuesday, we have myself, Black Urban America. On Wednesday, we have the Elephant in the Room. On the second Tuesday of the month, we have Healthy Relationship with Ms. Ann Dillard. On the third Tuesday, we have Let's Discuss Racism with Team Nate Farley. And this month on the fourth Tuesday, we're going to have this community organizer, Ms. Betty Council. Two Saturdays ago, I participated in a Carlton's show. And he was discussing that the younger generation, which is the millennials and generational Y, have no loyalty and they have disrespect for the elders or the baby boomers or the older generation. And he will continue to provide example how they disrespect the elders compared to when the elders were young, how we did not disrespect the elders. And I continue to say, well, look, let's look at what we showed them, because most of the elders are the millennials' parents or grandparents. And for me to say that every millennial, the whole just blatant the whole generation that they don't have respect for their elders. I don't know. I know I can see both sides. I have witnessed young folks disrespecting older folks. There I have witnessed younger folks working well with older folks. For example, let's look at Bernie, who's running for president. He have a whole coalition of millennials that they're politically engaged. And we got to ask ourselves, do we have open arms for them? Are we acceptance of them? Because I remember when I first started working as a young man, all the folks was accepting of me either. And I think that's just a pattern in American society. And I think that just American culture. But there are other cultures inside of American culture that respect their elders. For example, the Oriental culture, Chinese, the Koreans, they wildly respect their culture. They bridge the gap you see the children bring the grandchildren around the grandparents, and they interact. There's only one culture I know in America that don't respect their elders. Don't respect their parents, don't respect their grandparents. And I think black folks had caught up to them. I'm waiting for the call for Carl because let's see if I can get Carl on the phone because this is his topic and he had more to say than I do because, like, I don't have a problem with the millennials. You know, so let's look at it here. In an article by the Black Youth Project in Chicago, they say that the millennials are less connected today than any other past generations. The article doesn't explain what does that mean. Less connected. Less connected to whom? Less connected to what? So, I really don't know what they mean by less connected. I mean that millennials are a large population in this country. They make up 53 million. They are becoming a workforce. And you know, like, what are the ages of the millennials? The millennials are like, I guess, 16 to 34. That is considered a millennium in the American culture. The baby boomers are anybody that was born in the 40s up to 64, I believe. Up to 64. I'm not too sure, I might be off a few years. Up to 1964. So, of course, there's always a gap and there's always a difference. But are millennials that much different than any other age group? I don't know. Again, y'all help me out with this. 909-265-9215. Like I said, this is not my topic. This was Carlton's topic, the host of Provocative Thought, and I'm waiting for him to come on. I gave him a call, he's not answering. So I just gonna have to string this along. So I think this might not be a long show. okay, because this is supposed to be a conversation that very much interests me, because he was bringing up some very good points, and I was defending some points for what I see on a daily basis. Now, the Black Youth Project in Chicago also said that the millennials do not buy into traditional institutions. Well, what does that sound like? That sounds like the hippies in the Vietnam era. Who does that sound like? The women libbers. Who does that sound like? The Black Panther Party of the late 60s. Who does that sound like? The Nation of Islam. Who does that sound like? The Civil Rights Movement. So tell me, what is the problem? How do you want this new generation to behave to the elders? I agree. You know, like, more of millennials, Black millennials today, are more diverse and act like the dominant culture. I hate to call it the dominant culture, but other culture that have been implementing oppression that could control the media and the images in the media. I do see Black doings becoming, they are privileged. They want things right away. And I don't think that's just a Black millennium thing. I think that's a millennium thing. And I feel that sorry about that. We had a little mechanical problems with Blog Talk, but I'm back. I was able to. I've been having problems with this Blog Talk radio for the past couple of months, and I was going to sit down with the other hosts and see we might want to switch our carrier. Because it was certain subject they really messed with the connection, and it's not on this side, believe me, it's on their side. So what I was saying, oh, also in the article by Blackie Price in Chicago. I mean, you could Google it. The article is right there. They say that the millennials are less religiously connected. Maybe that's the issue. Well, it's not just the millennials. It's the Generation X, too. And it's also some of the baby boomers. Baby boomers are just starting to go to church now as they're getting older. A lot of baby boomers were going to go to church 20 years ago, 30 years ago, believe you me. When the baby boomers was young in the 80s, they wear the tight-fitted clothes, going to nightclubs and hanging out and doing what these young folks do today. It's just more exposed. I think the difference in the two generations when it comes to religion is that the baby boomers were forced to go to church or to the mosque or to temple. They were forced by their parents. Today, parents don't force the millennials to go to any religious services. So, if they're less religious connected, I don't think it's on them. I think it's on the parents who are the Generation X and the baby boomers who's also parents and grandparents. So let's not put everything on the millennials. Where are the millennials getting their values and morals from? Because the educational system does not teach morals and values. They just teach the ABCs, supposedly, and arithmetic, supposedly. So where are the millennials getting their values from? Again, I don't know. I'm not a millennial, but I am around them. And it looks like today the millennials get their values from media and social media. Now, I'm on social media a lot. Maybe not Instagram, but I'm on social media a lot. It'd be quite confusing. It could be quite confusing if I was a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old or 18-year-old today, and I turn on the TV or I turn on my iPad and I see all these different perspectives on life. And they are exposed to a lot of different perspectives, and some perspectives may not have been so positive in their thinking process. So let's look at that. And maybe that's one of the issues why maybe millennials do not interact well with baby boomers. Baby boomers did not grow up with social media. Baby boomers hardly grew up with media. And the media they had was only like three outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS. That's it. Wasn't no CNN. Wasn't no Sports Center. It wasn't no on OWN by Oprah. It wasn't no Bounce TV. It wasn't none of that. It was CBS, ABC, ABC, CBS, and NBC, and PBS. Those are the only media outlets. You have so many media outlets, traditional and cable, that can, I won't say confuse, but shape an individual thinking. Now, it's easy to shape a grown person, an elder thinking, because I look at some people that are 50 years old or 60 years old. Come on now. Y'all try to act just as young as millennials. Y'all be wearing the same type of clothes. Y'all be talking like them, acting like them. Hell, you try to hang out with them. Not me. I can't see myself hanging out with somebody in their 20s. Not me or they like teens. But I do see elders in my age group that associate socially with millennials. It's a true fact. I have seen this. Socially. I'm not talking about an event. I'm not talking about an event giving out awards or event that a community event where it's a gathering of everyone in the community. Stuff like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about clubs, bars. I'm talking about those things. So I'm a 21-year-old. And I've seen you in a setting with me, in a social setting with me, that's only supposed to be for my age group, but you're in there partying more than I am. I don't think you're a peer. You are a peer. And I know there are some places. I used to be 21 and going to my first bar and hanging out with the older gentleman, but I stayed in my place. I stayed in my place. See, I was going to their spot. They wasn't coming to my spot. They wasn't coming where I hang out. I was going to where they hang out with mature black men. Sit down and have their little libations and talk adult men topics. So I guess Carlton's not calling. So I'm going to wrap it up for the night. So, and I'm not going to touch this topic again. You know, he liked to touch this kind of topic. It was interesting, the perspective where it was coming from. You know what kind of topics that I go after is more socioeconomic and political topics. He liked to go on with the behavioral and social issues. So, again, if you guys don't have any questions or comments, 909-265-9215. I'm just going to put a bug in your ear. Starting early next year, we're going to be requesting people to buy ads on our shows, to purchase ads on our shows. Very low cost. Advertise your product. Because we have a wide range national audience now. So we're going to be explaining that more to you next year in 2020. Also in 2020, which I got to sit down with the other hosts and whatnot. Two of them already do workshops across the country, Ms. Ann Dillard and teenagers, they already do workshops. But I am going to start conducting workshops into some of the issues that I discuss on my shows. So I'm putting the curriculum. This is going to be in the middle of next year, to the middle to the end of next year. All right, but the ask is going to be in the beginning of requesting for ask going to be in the beginning of the year. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm going to sign off by saying that I hope everyone have a nice evening. If you don't listen to these other shows coming up this month, be safe for your celebration. Oh, there's one other thing I want to bring up. Do black folks still celebrate Kwanzaa? I don't know. I know that used to be big in the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. But in the last 10, maybe 15 years, I hardly seen communities celebrate. I see on the commercial, it has become more commercialized. But I don't see that much celebration or it's not publicized. But that's just another topic for another day. As always, I am because you are because I am. Y'all have a nice evening. Look out for next Tuesday for Ms. Ann Dillard on healthy relationship in the black community.
Hold it now!